this podcast, you'll learn more about business and finances. You're listening to Make Sense. Hi, welcome to the podcast. This is Janelle Speaks. Last episode, our topic is all about points to consider before starting a business with your boyfriend or girlfriend. And that's only part one of the episode since there are a lot of things to talk about and discuss. So, for today's episode, I'll be continuing the topic since I only shared the first point, which is have a partnership agreement. There are 10 points to consider when starting a business with your special someone, your boyfriend or girlfriend. Today, I'll be talking about the remaining 9 points to consider. So let's start. Number 2, clearly define profit sharing. Profit sharing can be 50-50 or 60-40 or 70-30. It's up to you as partners to determine it. Most of the times, it depends on the amount of money you put in the business. Number 3, set designation or assignment. Or you may call it as division of labor. Who will be assigned for the operations, finance, procurement, marketing, or sales? This is so simple, but vague assignments may lead to miscommunication and conflict in the business. 4, don't take business matter personal. Set aside your personal thing when you're doing business. Emotions should and must be ignored on the side for the sake of your business, and you must work in a professional manner even if you're a couple. Feelings are not facts. Hence, being logical when talking about business concerns is very crucial to your business success. 5, spend time personally. As they say, work-life balance is impossible, but work-life integration is. Going on dates should be blocked on your calendar. This will relieve the stress when you're working. You need to be intentional in this. Work to be done in the business may be overwhelming, but having a good break is more important for you to be recharged and get more motivation. Chilling and relaxing are needed from time to time to prevent burnout. It's nice sometimes to just enjoy and have fun outside business. 6, communication. Talk personally. As much as possible, be direct and speak up. Chat, calls, and online meetings are okay, but nothing beats seeing the person face-to-face to communicate what you need and want and what must be done in a specific matter or concern. 7, set boundaries, expectations, and limitations. To avoid overwork or not meeting the expectations versus reality of each other, you need to set everything out. Be very specific and put it in detail. You will appreciate this once conflict arises, and we don't want to wait for it to happen. A simple example would be the work hours required, rest day, or who will secure paperwork, etc. 8, integrity and honesty. Transparency. Whether it's a good news or bad, your boyfriend or girlfriend must know it. If you're earning or you're heading to bankruptcy, you need to tell it to him or her if you're the one to find out that your business is undergoing this kind of challenge. A problem won't be solved if you won't talk about it, and you can't talk about it if your boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't know it. Both parties deserve to know it, and it's their right to know it. 9, humility for feedback. Okay. This is hard. Accepting that you need to improve or you did wrong in executing your deliverables are hard to admit. Well, your character will be tested in working together as a couple, especially when rough times come. You need to know and remember that doing business is hard. It's not easy. It's challenging. It's tiring. But it's worth it. You both should focus on the prize. Your eyes should be set on the reward of your hard work rather than keeping your eyes on the problem. And number 10, set rules for decision making. In business, decision making is crucial. and making decisions is just part of your day-to-day business as usual activities. Hence, setting rules on how you will choose, what to choose, and when to choose is relevant. Decisions must have basis and guidelines before getting to the conclusion of decision. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found this helpful. If so, please subscribe. It will always be a blessing to support this podcast by hitting subscribe for me to create more content that will inspire you even more to live life wiser. I would highly appreciate it if you'll share this to your friends. If you have any questions or feedback, I would love to hear it from you. Message me on my Facebook page at MakeSense with Janelle Speaks or tweet me at hashtag MakeSense with Janelle Speaks. You can also listen to this podcast in Apple Podcast, Anchor.fm, and YouTube, where I have my channel that's namely Make Sense with Janelle Speaks. I'm Janelle Speaks, and this is Make Sense. Join me on the next episode. God bless everyone.